Hey everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in for July 18th to the 24th. So we have some interesting energy that's coming through. It's, you know, one day it feels like we're getting blasted with these high frequencies. It's very intense. There's a lot of energy moving through the physical vehicle. And then we have these really, really intense, heavy days where there feels like, to me, there's like a lot of sadness moving through the collective, a lot of fear moving through the collective. And so that's what I'm feeling today. I'm just feeling there's a lot of heaviness, a lot of fear, a lot of sadness, and it is affecting, I think, a lot of people on a lot of different levels. It's interesting because, you know, when we're going through certain experiences and when we, you know, when we feel the most lost or we feel the most disconnected, it's usually when we're spending a lot of time in our mind or, you know, in our head, where we're constantly thinking about something, constantly trying to process things. And so it's a good idea if you can catch yourself, you know, I try to do this for myself as well, catch myself when I'm being like too cerebral, when I'm in my head too much, to just go into kind of that surrender mode and say to your team, listen, I need some help here. Give me, throw me something, show me something, give me some kind of support, something that will help. And, you know, they do it sometimes in the most subtle way. So you really have to be like on alert and aware as to what comes up for you, because sometimes you can easily dismiss something. It can come across your path and you don't even stop to kind of acknowledge it. But for me, in the last little while, they have been showing me Greg Braden. And so if you guys aren't familiar with Greg Braden at all, please make yourself familiar with him, because he's a brilliant, brilliant guy. The first time that I actually heard about Greg Braden was this was years and years and years ago, but he was in a, I believe it was a hospital in China. They were doing testing on energy medicine. They were doing energy medicine testing there. And he was showing how through intention, through the power of thought, how they could shift things in the physical body. And he's a brilliant guy. So he's a scientist. You know, he's got the whole scientific brain, everything's data related, everything. So it's not, you know, it's not just hocus pocus woo woo stuff. He's very scientific, but then he's also very big picture. So there's a lot that he's, and he's just like smart, like very, very smart. And so in this particular video, they had a lady that was laying on a table, and she had some type of a tumor in her abdomen, and they had an ultrasound on it. So they were showing, you could see the tumor live, like as they were there. And in the room, they had maybe three or four different people in the room. And these people were going to be praying, chanting over her. And so they show that it's all in live time. It's all recorded. So you're actually seeing it. And so as they're chanting, as they're praying over this lady that has this tumor, the translation of the words that they're using are basically, it's gone. It's healed. It's already gone. It's already healed. And they do this for a few minutes, and you can see on the screen in live time that the tumor begins to shrink. And I know you think, oh my God, no, that's not even real. Couldn't it be real? It's actually real. It's true. And it was, and I mean, they've done numerous, numerous studies, not just this one time. They've done it many, many times. But I was just, when I saw that video, it's funny because for as much as, you know, I live this stuff, I breathe this stuff, as we all do, because we are souls, when we're in alignment with our soul energy, stuff like that is just second nature to us. We're like, of course that happens, because we're magical souls, we're magical beings. But we can get so stuck in this human existence, in this human life with the human frequencies, that we, you know, we disconnect from that alignment and we forget about it. And it happens to the best of us. It happens, you know, I'm sure that the highest ascended beings out there, the Eckhart Tolles, the Deepak Chopras, the even Tony Robbins, you know, some, I bet that they have moments or days where they get lost in their humanness. And so try to remind yourself about that when you're feeling that lost in that humanness, that it happens to us all. And that, you know, the key is to try and bounce back out of it as quickly as possible. But it's, you know, it's those moments of remembering again, like as magical beings, how instantly healing can happen, how instantly things can shift, having that remembrance. And especially on the days when you're feeling like today, for me, feeling that heaviness, feeling that dread, feeling that like, don't know why I'm feeling like this, not getting any information from my team. They're not giving me any insights as to why it's feeling like this. Just It's just there. So reminding yourselves again, just having that memory of who we really are. And we're not these human beings in these lower frequencies, that it's kind of just, again, a weather system that moves through our experience so that we know that it will actually pass out of what we're feeling. So if you can get a chance and go look Greg Braden up. And so it's, his last name is spelled B-R-A-D-O-N. And I think his first name actually has two G's. I think it's G-R-E-G-G. He has been coming up. And so I saw somebody did a post on it. Somebody shared a meditation from it. So in the last few days when I've been feeling kind of all of this yucky stuff, he's been coming up. And so this would be the example that I say that when your team is going to give you some help, that to pay attention. And so go in and say, okay, so what does Greg Braden have to, what, how can Greg Braden help me right now? Where am I going to get that help? And so I want to share that with you guys today, because I know that if it's coming up for me, it's likely coming up for many of our members. So I want you guys to be able to reap the benefits of this. So there's several videos that he has, but in this particular one that he talks about, and he's got, there's many, many teachings on this, but he talks about how to self-regulate. And so just the reminding of, so through thought, through our thoughts, through our feelings, through our emotions, through our breath work, through focus, we can actually self-regulate. And so in this particular teaching, he teaches us about harmonizing the heart and the brain. And so it's very interesting, because in Chinese medicine, they say that the heart governs the mind. So they, you know, ancient wisdom knows, this is Chinese, traditional Chinese medicine being one of the oldest medicines on this planet, they knew from the beginning that there need to be harmony between the mind and the brain. And so in this particular teaching, he teaches us how to harmonize the two most powerful systems, right? So, but our mind and our brain, to help us reduce the stress. And it's interesting because, you know, we are all going through an enormous amount of stress right now. And there's that feeling of uncertainty about everything. There's it's creating chronic levels of stress in all of us. You know, the pandemic that's happening, the threats of the food shortages, the, you know, people reporting that there's no food on the shelves in the United States right now, and all of the stuff. And even when we do our best not to watch the news and not to listen to the stuff, you know, there's that underlying current. It has a ripple effect, right? It just takes one moment of one person to say to you, hey, did you hear this? Hey, have you seen that? And then as soon as we do it, boom, we're in that frequency. We're in that frequency of fear. And I think that's what, you know, many of us who are empaths and sensitives are picking up on, is we're picking up on that uncertainty. I think that's what we're feeling, is like that unstable energy that we are feeling. You might hear Muji in the background crying. he's locked in the room with me because we're having, the house is being cleaned. So he's sitting in the room with me, doesn't like being in here. So don't worry, he's okay. He's just a crybaby. Muji, I asked him to be quiet while I did the recording, but he's not listening. So this uncertainty that we're feeling, having the chronic levels of stress in our body, it creates toxicity to our immune system. So it literally affects our immune system. And so, you know, everybody will feel this differently. Sometimes some of you will having, you know, sometimes you have actual, like you get sick all the time, you know, you've got colds, you're picking up viruses. Some of you may be feeling it in your digestive systems. Some of you may feel it in your sleep. So you're not sleeping, or you are sleeping, but then you're waking up and you're not feeling rested. So there's many ways of the, you know, the wired and tired, they're saying to me right now. That's a really big one, right? That's the, you know, where you feel, you know, maybe you pay attention if you do this too, because this is a good indication. If you like, when you're sitting still, if you like shake your leg, you know, you tap your leg or your hands constantly. So there's constant movement in the body, but you feel exhausted. That's that wired and tired energy that kind of is coming through across everybody. And so remember that this, again, it's, you know, it's affects us on the most subconscious way, like the ripple effect of us all being connected. And I feel like there's that sense of that trauma bonding that's coming through right now that we're all feeling collectively. And so this is another thing I wanted to share with you guys. It's just a personal experience that happened. And so, you know, I talk about my divine guidance team all the time, right? The team that I work with, you all have your own guides and divine guidance teams that work with you. And I get frustrated sometimes, and I've had this level of frustration where I feel like, well, why isn't my divine guidance team getting rid of my migraine? Or why aren't they getting rid of my dizziness? Or why aren't they getting rid of the way that I'm feeling? Why aren't they, with all their power, with all their collective energy, why aren't they fixing this for me? And I had this really interesting insight where they gave me the different levels of our abilities, our gifts, our, you know, our awareness, our, and so they just kind of showed me like the level that I'm at, and then the level that my guidance team is at, which of course is a higher level than I'm at, because that's how they give me the guidance. But then there's also levels above them as well. So there's all these levels that go up. And with each level, we have like these unique gifts that come through. We have the abilities to do it, but no one level has the ability to like, here, I'll just flip the switch and everything's perfect for you. No one level has that. And it's interesting the way that they have got that, the universe has got all of those levels set up. And they're telling me that it's for growth. It's for the idea of growth, because there wouldn't just be like, there's not just one big blanket of energies that is like the, you know, what we call God, or you know what I mean? There's not one mass of energy that can do that. It's like, there's kind of like all these different departments of energetic beings, of guides, of masters, and how they can all do different things. And so remind yourself about that, because, you know, for a while I hadn't been connecting with the angels, like specifically calling an Archangel Michael or Archangel Gabriel or Archangel Metatron. I hadn't been working with them. And it's a good idea to remind yourselves to do that, to go in and work with the angel frequency, or to go in and work with the ascended master frequency, or to go in and work with the galactic beings frequency, instead of just like always, I feel like always just connecting with your local support team. I feel like we need to kind of reach out, and they showed me that as a really good reminder. Okay, and especially when you're feeling like that lost feeling or that disconnected feeling, remind yourself that you do have, there's like, you know, other sources of connection that you can connect with. And it doesn't have to, you don't have to be specially skilled. There doesn't have to be, you can literally say, Archangel Metatron, I call you in. I ask you to come in and work with me. Bring your energy in. And of course, you know, if you can do meditation through this, if you can close your eyes, if you can feel him, if you can visualize him, that will absolutely strengthen your connection. So back to the Greg Braden and the work that I think that would be really helpful for all of us right now with him is that the little exercise that he does where we're literally getting the neurons, so the communicating cells in our heart, to respond to the signals from us. So And this is, and again, this, so what's happening is those neurons in our heart are responding to the event that we're in, right? We're all in the middle of the same event right now. This, you know, what's happening on the planet, everything that we're going through. And so the neurons in our heart are receiving all of these signals. And I don't know, let me know. I'm really super interested to know if any of you guys check your blood pressure on a regular basis, if you notice how it feels when you have high blood pressure or low blood pressure. And let me know either in our Facebook group, when I do a post in there, please respond to that or just reply to the email when it comes out today. But have you been noticing that your blood pressure has been abnormal? So either normally high or abnormally low, because I know for me, for the last week or so, I normally have regular to lower blood pressure, but it's been extremely high. So I think one morning I checked it was 166 over 100, which is extremely high. So we're looking at normal blood pressure being 120 over 80. Then, you know, that is a big, big difference. Now, know this. This is really important to know, that if you are somebody who works as a medium, works as a psychic, or is a light worker, or tends to be somebody who brings in a lot of energy, you will run higher than most people. So that, you know, that's a big thing to remind yourself about, because it's not, the blood pressure system is not a one size fits all. There are many, many things that affect it. And so one of the things being that affects it is that some of us pull in a lot of energy. We bring in a lot of energy. And some of us as empaths, we will often bring in other people's energies, which can increase our blood pressure. So be really, really mindful of that. But I'm curious to know if, just passed over the past little while, if it has been higher than normal for you. And I feel like it's like those frequencies are coming in. Many of us are holding these frequencies, but we're supposed to be sending them and sharing them and spreading the frequencies. And for whatever reason, we're not being able to do that. And so it's like too much. It's overpowering us. And that's where we're getting the high blood pressure readings from. I'm curious to know if everybody else is kind of feeling that a little bit. Okay, so what we want to do is we want to establish the link between our hearts and our brains. And so when we get into the science of this, we know that the 0.1 hertz, that's the frequency that harmonizes with the planet. So this is, again, very interesting how, you know, I talk all the time, you guys hear me talk about the Schumann resonance, and it's being the heartbeat of the earth and how it affects us, which has been spiking like crazy for the past few days as well. And so when we do this work with Greg Braden, he talks specifically about the 0.1 hertz. And so the fact that it harmonizes us with the planet. So it brings us into alignment with the frequency of this planet. And so he says that the 0.1 hertz is literally like sending love to the body. It sends that frequency to our body. And so this particular exercise that he does, and so you guys maybe have done this at some point, but I wanted to share it with you and have it as something that we can use. And so if you do this for 3 minutes a day, just 3 minutes a day, think about that, 3 minutes, it will reduce the cortisol levels, strengthen your immune system, and the effects has a lasting effect of up to 6 hours on your whole being. So 3 minutes of doing this, and then it'll have the effect of 6 hours. So if you do this twice a day, three times a day, I'm going to start doing this and see if you guys start doing this with me. So step one on this is, so you get into a really comfortable, we're just going to cry through this whole thing. You get into a really comfortable position. So if you were to do meditation, and the first step is to shift your focus. So your eyes will be closed. And so what you're going to do is you're going to physically touch your heart. And so this comes again from, you know, our indigenous teachings. This is, you know, part of ceremony. So taking your right hand, your left hand, whatever's most comfortable for you, putting your fingers or your whole hand, the palm of your hand, on your heart, putting it on your heart. So that's step one. And when you're doing that, what happens is instantly your focus comes to the place that you're touching. So then we are now connecting to our heart. The second step in this is shift our breathing. And so what we want to do is we want to just slow down our breathing, but we also want to make sure that our out breath is longer than our in breath. And so he does it in the video of the 5 to 10. And so you could do that. So he's doing the in breath breathing in through your nose slowly for 5 seconds and then releasing it slowly out to 10 seconds is what he does. You could also do the relaxation breath in this, which is the 4, 7, 8. So that's breathing into a count of 4, holding it just gently to a count of 7, and then releasing it to a count of 8. So whatever feels comfortable, try both of them and see whatever puts you into that deepest kind of state of feeling harmonized. And then the third step is while you're, so your hands on your heart, you're now doing the breathing. And then the third shift is shifting your feeling. And so this is by incorporating gratitude. So it brings in the frequency of gratitude. And so as you do this, it's literally like your whole being now is connected through your heart, and then we're pumping the frequency of gratitude through the heart, which is then connecting with the mind. So you see that mind thinking about gratitude, feeling gratitude, bringing it into the heart, that pumping through everything. And so if you can't bring something into your mind that makes you feel grateful, whether it's your children, your pets, the sun, the water, whatever happens to make you feel gratitude, just simply try saying the word thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Just feeling that over and over. I know when I did this morning, I had a lot of emotion come up. So I had some tears that came up. And so I feel like that's kind of that releasing from the collective. I think that's part of what needs to happen is we need to release that, break that kind of pressure seal. But just doing that, saying thank you, just feeling that, you'll feel those. And of course, allow any emotion that comes up, anything that comes through to clear, because of course, that will create more energy for you to hold the light, right? And so you're just going to do this for 3 minutes a day. So you can put a timer on your phone so that you know that you did it for at least 3 minutes. Try and do it, if you can, a couple times during the day. Again, you know, the effects are lasting 6 hours for 3 minutes of doing this, which is quite impressive. There's probably not a lot of pharmaceuticals out there that can give you that kind of result without any side effect. So I know that it's something I'm going to start to incorporate. And I know that, again, I'm paying attention to the signs. I say to my team, thank you for sending me that. Okay, I'm going to listen. I'm going to do it. I'm going to allow that little bit to shift. And he says this also, and I have said this to you guys before, don't underestimate the little things. We get so programmed that you have to take a big step. Like, again, you know, like something like the blood pressure, you have to go and get the medicine. You have to be on the medication. You have to blah, blah, blah. You got to do, because it needs that much effort to be able to fix something. But what if something like this, what if a 3-minute little exercise of connection, of getting into alignment with a higher frequency, actually has a more powerful healing effect on your body? Just, you know, what if, you know, what if we go back to the beginning and we look at the chanting and the praying over somebody who has a tumor to shrink it, and it works? What if, like, well, you know, at this point, what have you got to lose? Okay, my lovelies, I am gonna go and send you guys out the email, so make sure that you check that today. We don't have any live connections this week. We do have, though, it's not about the hub, but it is a live energy healing tools, tricks, things that I'm going to teach everybody on the 21st, which is Thursday. If you haven't signed up for that, you can just go to the website, so jody-jones.com, go to the events tab, you'll see it there. You have to register, though, because otherwise you will not get a Zoom link to come to it. And there is a limited amount of Zoom links. We get cut off at a certain number. So if you're thinking about coming to that, then come to that. I think we're doing it in the afternoon. We'll have to go check that, though. Okay, I'm going to put this out. And then we are doing our readings next week and we have a special guest coming. So I'm going to share that in the email. So make sure you go check the email so that you know all about that. And then you can send in questions if you want to send them in, or you could come and meet him live and connect with us all. Okay, I hope you guys have a magical, magical week and I'll talk to you soon.